Shir Ayin Vav in Nido Yorodea Chavtes Cheshman Hedoshim Mem Gimel, November 15th, 1982, on Monday continued.
Outside, so lady is already constituted. Choshukyo, Yotom Yupoch, suppose the baby comes out the wrong way, Tigay, Sheyotso Derech Madalesov with the feet first, in Choshukyo, between Mitare, Achinitze, Levavav. In other words, if it comes out the natural way, so the moment the head emerges, it's considered later. But if it doesn't come out the natural way, it comes out with the feet first and the legs first, so then later is constituted when the rope of the goof is out, even though the head is still in the mother's womb. Vein chayves yishon mechutech hafushiyot in the rechot meyaleide hoi yisom ikasha leilei vishom ukeli shlavlar choshev kiyolu yefsher shelo yehetzi rei sheyechutz lipreiz deir. Suppose the baby is not out yet, but everybody who stands near the mother in labor so can hear the crying of the baby. So maybe that means if he can hear it, the crying of the baby, that means it's already it's out of the mother's womb. And it's in the Beis Achitzen, so it's considered already old. Hoy tzirei shechus lepreizeh. Hey tziyode ragli v'elziro ha-reizeh. Meyes leid o v'neis nilo yimei tare achivor. In other words, that's the aloche midrabonon. The Gemara says nideh. Midrabonon, so it's considered leideh, it's hey tziyode ragli. Even though then that eiver is put back inside. But midrabonon, so she is already Pneyetz Leide, as long as one Eivel was taken out. But with the Raisa, it's not considered Leide.
What is that? What about Gabi Bris, if one hand and one foot comes out?
Of course not. It's okay. Only with Rabbonim with Gabi Tumas Leide. But, hey, Tziyodi Ragli, there's Zivu HaRezu Pneyetz Leide. Ve'nesmo Yimitare Yachi Yivoli. Why? Because in order to count the Yimitare, so that has to be based upon the Raisa. With the Raisa, lady is not constituted until the either the ratio of a group emerged. Actually, well, it. How you let this day mean a twin? Be sure of Lada Hakadayim, she also wishes me a lady. Yoto Ache, main one Mishas Yitziose. Vimoyo Vishenikea, Maulim Zochonikevo, Vashenika, in Vlad, or Zochonikevo, main Loshwai, Yimitumim in Asheni, Shem Nikevo, Yimitarum in Arishi. In other words, what it means, afil yotzo dam imei. Now, no one should make the mistake. The mechaber spells it out, so in order that no one should make a mistake. But the tool means after yotzer dam imei, it means only the dam came out for the daven. If dam comes out, usually when a woman gives birth to a child, so even though it is taken out with cesarean operation, but dam will come out the regular way. So then she's certainly needed. But if no dam comes out the natural way, makes him mocking. But dam comes out from the opening of the caesarean, so then she's not made of needed. But usually, so dam comes out the natural way, so then she's made of needed. Not too much later, not. In other words, let's say she gives birth to a caesarean operation, to any cable. So then she doesn't have to count 14 days, but 7 days, and Zaynikim, she has to count like a regular nida. Unless no dam comes in natural way, and dam comes out only for the opening made by the doctor, So then she's not in labor. That's an unusual situation. Who passes like a bike. Wim schon muss eine Kimi sich in der Augen Kebe, aber sie hat so, adel und es wog, wim tog lo kinu machin lo so le Twile. So the Psaq of Mechaber is, a Yeleres Nikevo can go with Twile the night of the 15th. If she already had seven, counted seven clean days within the Yudalit, Yemelina, because it doesn't pass like a bike. ולאח הזיין לזוך, ולאות ניקים ומתרס לבייל ומיד, מאחר שסוף הזיין ניקים. ולחוז לו בירוע עשו, now, there is a מחלקס אחרני, what's the פסק of the Ramo? I won't mention it. Pashtus הלושן of the Ramo is, that while the Mechaber doesn't pass like Rabbanitam, like Abaye, but the Ramo does pass like Rabbanitam, like Abaye. Because the lashon of the Ramo is ulachazayin lizochah v'yidalet minkevo muteres libaylo miyad miachas shesof lazayin nikim. So he meant ulachazayin lizochah v'yidalet minkevo muteres libaylo miyad miachas shesof lazayin nikim. Ulechaz rabiroaso. So it's mashma that the sphere lazayin nikim has to take place after the zayin lizochah and after the yidalet minkevo. Mi yesh minkevo sheni yagim shintin tichmen lizochah u'shmeinim minkevo. ואין להתיר במוקים שנועד להחמיר אבל במוקים שמינג אין להחמיר כלל רק מיד שלו לעשות דם החזאי נזוך עלי ועוד נקיבו וסוף חזאי נקיבו תרס לבייל we didn't explain that shit we said there is a minig in many places which he mentioned that a woman should be asur on the bayel only meter so the Rambam calls that is very adamant against that minhag. He says that it's a minhag zduki. However, the Rebosh says that it's not a minhag zduki. It's not a minhag zduki, and that this is a minhag wasiki. And in a place where there is no definite practice for a woman to go with file in the imiteya, so then a woman is asur lebayo, and she should not go with file in the imiteya. Now we explain this. How can that be explained? The Rambam says it's a minhag zduki. So we explained it on the basis of what the Rivosh says. The Rivosh says that there is a takonis kadmini. As a matter of fact, he mentions in the name of the Ramban that it's takonis chazal. So there is a takonis kadmini that a pnuye should never go to him. Bizman Atanoim and even Bizman Amroim, so they had Ivapor, the Rosh in Prayer says that they had Ivapor, so the Mele the Mineg was that even a Pnuye was developed in order to prevent the contamination of Taras. But now that we are playing anyway, and we have no Ivapor, so the Mele there is no Nakimine with Gabi Taras, so there is a Takonis, he mentions in the name of the Ramban that Akone was enacted in the days of the late Amroim, before the Chassidus Talmud. It was enacted because the Gemara in Shabbos tells the story of a Talmid Echot, who was Korov, Vishono, Vishimish Talmid Chachomim, and makes the Chotzion. So Yom said, why was he nanish so severely? Because Bimei Libuno. So he was Yoshei, Imo Bimito, who Bibinati was Boalel. He's not Boalel, but he was, so who Bibigdev, he Bibigdo. And he was not Neik in all these years. So at that time, so it was Yimei Libuno. So what? So some Rishim say that in the early days there were two Tvilas. Because midaraisa in Ido doesn't have to count Zayikin. Midaraisa. Only Izovigdele has to count Zayikin. So Mimele, even Izovigdele, so, but then the Chachomim will misaki. That every Nido has to count Zayikin. So, since it was Nigia Mitares, so while they were still Zoya Mitares, so the women were accustomed to make two tefillas, if she was an Ido. So then, and certainly according to Mandoma, the tefillah bismano deraise, mitzvah, so it's a mitzvah deraise. So the question arises, let's say an Ido. So mideraise, she could be tefillas the night of the day. And if tefillah bismano is mitzvah, and when Rishonim paskel like that Mandoma, so she definitely had to go tefillah. But she was asur to the husband anyway, but that did not give her any heter to postpone the tefillah, because tefillah bismano is mitzvah according to that mandoma. So that was the practice of the women. If a woman, let's say, was a Ido, and midraise she could go tefillah and be teheres l'nidoso right after the 7 days, but with rabbonon she was asur l'bailo until she counted zayinikin, so they made two tefillahs. One tefillah they made immediately after the Zayin Benido, but she was still asur l'bailo in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah bismano, and in order to reduce the contamination of taras to a minimum. So, and then after she counted, but she was still asur l'bailo, and then after she counted, she finished counting Zayin Kin. The Rivosh mentions, I think it's in Chule Shin Chofei, in the name of the Ramban. So she went another tefillah, and then she was mitaras l'bailo. So that Talmid, he was nichshol b'milibunomar. Now that Talmid was not chas v'sholem a cow, and he was did not comply with all this yogi in Surah Nideh. It be made it also. Of course he observed it, but since in those days, Salinido was making two tefillahs, one tefillah after she finished counting 7 days, even though it wasn't 7 nikim, 7 clean days. And she was still asur l'bailo, so the wife of that Talmid, so did it, and then between the first tefillah and the second tefillah, while he was nizer milovi olero, but he wasn't nizer in all this yogin, so because of that he was nanesh. So the Rivosh mentions the name of the Ramban. So then the Chachomim were ikir the mitzvah of tefillah bismano, because yesh kei aviat Chachomim la'akir dovam natera b'shem al taise, in order to prevent that michshol. So they were ikir the mitzvah of tefillah bismano, and they were misaking that a woman cannot go tefillah if after the tefillah she will still be asur l'bailo. Mimele, the same takone implied that the pnuye is not allowed to go through. So according to the Rivosh, the Ramban shita is that the tzitakones chazal, never mind that poskim say today that erev yom kippur even pnuyes should go tefillah, because they don't know the halachas. It's a nisa gomo. According to the Ramban, so it's a tzitakones chazal that neither a pnuye nor a married woman, but if she will be asur to the husband, let's say in the case where she goes tefillah after counting 7 days, but she's still asur l'bailo until she will have counted 7 clean days. So mimele she's asur to go tefillah. So mimele the reason is why there are mikemes who are not evil. In the Yiriteya, so because the Rif Shite is, the Rif Mishwis Shite is, that the reason is why Bisil say Mitamei Bilach Biobej Damayil Deshalitopo. So Bisham Ayim Rim Kirei Koch Min Ragwell Ubisil Ayim Rim Mitame Lach Yobesh El Midraise. It's Mitame it's in Tami Lachiyovish in the Reise, like read about Damido. So most Rishayim say that she does not become. Most Rishayim say it's only Aloche that it's mitame. The dam is mitame. But the Rishite is that the reason as to why it's mitame lach miyobesh, because since she was not in Beles, so the Yimei Tumas Leide do not expire. The Yimitea do not begin. In other words, the Torah says that the Yilere Zoho has it to Maslade of 7 days, and the Yilere Zikeve has it to Maslade of 40 days. Then, upon the termination of the 7 days by Yilere Zoho, Yimitea begin. Upon the termination of the 14 days in Yilere Zikeve, Yimitea begin. So the Shita Zorif is, we discussed it in the Gemara, the Shita Zorif is that the reason is why we still say the Yoledes shall be tovlo, so it's mitamilach yovesh, because it's not considered as damteya, because the yimiteya do not begin. In other words, when the Torah says the yimiteya begins in Yoledes Zoho after 7 days, and yimiteya begins Yoledes Nikeu after 14 days, what the Torah means is that this is the minimum when it can begin. In other words, before the expiration of 7 days or before the expiration of 14 days, Yemiteya cannot begin. But even if it's after the expiration of 7 days and after the expiration of 14 days, Yemiteya can only begin if there was already a tefillah. But if she's not a Beles, suppose it's already the 24th day, Yoledes Nikevo, she still didn't go tefillah. So the Yemiteya did not begin. So if she sees Dam after the termination of the 14th day up to the 24th day, in view of the fact she didn't go tefillah, so it's not Yemiteya. The Yemitumas later continue until after she goes tefillah. So Al Pidin, so a woman has to go tefillah twice a year, according to Bisilel. So a woman has to go tefillah twice. Because go tefillah twice. First of all, she has to go tefillah after the termination of the 14th day on the night of the 15th, in order to install the yimiteya. Or in the zocho, she has to go one tefillah upon the termination of the 7 days, in order to install, to introduce the yimiteya. Because if she doesn't go tefillah, so the yimiteya automatically continue into the 8th day, into the 15th day, into the 16th day. So she has to go one tefillah, she has to go the yeles in order to introduce, to install the yimiteya. But then she has to count zaynikin. So she has to count zaynikin. Now, if we also pass like a bayi, that yemilei deshenerei ben in the misfira ziboso, so the mele every yeles had to go tefillah twice. Had to go with tefillah twice. One tefillah she had to go in order to introduce the yimiteya. Because if she doesn't go with tefillah, so the yimiteya they continue. And according to Abaye, if the yimiteya they continue, so the count of Zaynikim is not realized. So in mele, she had to go one tefillah if we pass like Abaye. So he had to go one tefillah in order to put an end to the Yemileide and to introduce the beginning of the Yemiteya. But she couldn't be Muteres Lebailo if we also passed like Abaye, because until she went tefillah, so it was still Yemitei Masleide, and Yemitei Masleide, she nerei ben, so even the Yemisira Zeboso. So in other words, so if we pass like Abaye, according to the Rif Shite, the Rif himself doesn't pass like Abaye. But if we combine the Rif Shite together with the Tam Shite, that we pass like Abaye, so every woman had to go two tefillahs. Let's say Yoledes Zoho, she had to go one tefillah the night of the 8th, or Yoledes Nikevo, the night of the 15th, and then she has to start counting 7 days, and then on the night of the 22nd, she had to go tefillah again. And then she was with Teres Lebailo. So the reasons why there was a minhag in certain places for a woman to be separated only in Biteya from the husband, because they were cheshish for the shita Salim and for the shita from the town. So in Mele, that would mean that she would have to go to Tefillah two times. And after the first Tefillah, she would still be Asur al-Bailo. But in view of the fact that there is a Takonis Chachomim, that neither a Pnuye nor a married woman is allowed to go to Tefillah, if after the Tefillah she would still be Asur, so in Mele, it was, the practice was introduced. I mean, and that's pshat in the Rivosh. So the practice was introduced that they should be separated all the 40 days now, or all the 80 days. So then she doesn't have to go to Tefillah, because when why is it necessary to go to Tefillah? Because one Tefillah is necessary in order to introduce the Imiteya. Because without the Tefillah, the Yemelede will continue. But the Yemelede cannot continue indefinitely after the 40th day, or by Yemelede Snikevo, after the 80th day. So Mele, if she is separated from the husband, all the days, of the Yemeteya up to the 80th day, so then the night of the 81st day, she can go to Tefillah, and she is Mataras Lebayo. So the Rambam says it's Minat Zedukin, because that practice prevailed in certain Mikenes where they weren't cheshish for the Shita from the town. That's why he says it's Minat Zedukin. But in those Mikenes where they had that Chumre, so they were cheshish for the Shita from the town, so then it's not Minat Zedukin. Now, we have to stop now because it's already late. Now, we'll finish Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet, then Kuf Tzadik Hei, then Kuf Tzadik Vov on Wednesday. Now, Friday will start Ilchas Milche. The Pchine Miseches Lide and Ilchas Lide will be given right after the Chanukah vacation. I made that decision because of the situation. So I made that decision.
Shir Ayin Zayin Anita Yoredea Aleph Kislev Hetov Shemim Gimel November 17, 1982 on Wednesday.
We left off Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet in the Shulchan Aruch in the middle of the Ramor Hagoyes Ramor. So the Ramor and Sipal, he says Lacha Zayin Lizotah Vidalet on the Kibo Muteres Lebayu Miyad Me'acha Shesot Vodai Mikim Velo Yichozro Beruas. So the Rambam says, I discussed that the Rambam says that it's minat zedukin. However, the Rivosh says that this minhag has a basis, and the Rivosh says that one should not be makel except in a place where the minhag is not to be separated in the Yemeteya. Now, so he says, Vein lahatir, and there are more paskins like the Rivosh, Vein lahatir, mokim shenoagu lahachmi. Abu mokim shein minek, in lahachmi aklav. Rat miyad shel iroa sedal machazayin lizocho vidal ben kevo, visop for zayin kim meteres abayin. So, it's a little different than what the Rivosh says. The Rivosh goes much farther, and he said, that only in a place where there is a minhag, an established practice to be makel, so we can be makel. But if there is no established practice to be makel, so one should be machmir, and to be separated in the Yemeteya. But Ramo says that in a place where there is an established practice to be machmir, so then we shouldn't be matter. But in a place where there is no minhag, one way or the other, suppose it's a new place, a new community. There is no minhag, one way or the other. So there are more paskins according to the Rivosh. So the proper thing is to be machmir. And according to the Ramo, the Pesach of the Ramo is no. Only if there is a minhag to be machmir, then we are machmir. But if there is no minhag, ain't we machmir? Klal. Rak miyacho miwa so dama chazayon lizocho. V'yedalut nikimu v'sofo zayin nikimu teres abayin. But one thing is sure, that if a woman sees dam in the imiteya, so even though midinator, she's mutaris albayo, she doesn't have to count zainikin, nothing, but now, bismanazeh, she has to count zainikin. Now the question is that based upon atakones again, or it's based upon the takone of Ramzeya? So, on that point is machlokes between the Raivet and the Ramban. The Raivet says, Bidine di Gemore, it's muter to be bail of Damteya. Even if she sees Dam, she's muter as a bail. But only because of Takones again. Because again, the Ramban says, that is included in the Takones Rabzeya of Nesisroel Echmirala. So, mitzat Takones Rabzeya. So a woman has to count Zayniki if she sees Dam in Nikia. Now the Rambam mentions that there are certain Nikimis who are veil of Amteya, but now we pass that whether it's a Takones Chazal or it's a Takones Hageini, of course it's also. And the Rambam also says, he mentions the Takones Hageini, not to be veil of Amteya, except that in certain Nikimis they won't be covered. But the Rambam says, the minhag in certain mikemes to be separated in the mikteya altogether, even if she doesn't see dam, she should be asur of the bailo, and that she should go with tefillin only after the mikteya. That's a minhag zdukim, the Rambam says. In the Yudalev Yoches Yisroel Bie, Haloche, Hey, and Vo, and Zayin, he says as follows. V'chei kol ha-yeldes v'zman hazeh, harei ki yeldes v'zeh, v'tzri choshim v'siyam v'kim, כמו שביעם. ומן הפושל בשינו בארץ הסבי ובסבורד ובמערות שמרוע סודם לשיח ימי מלאיץ אף על פי שרוע סך אשר סופו שבע יום ניקים ביטוב לו הרי לסופר שבע יום ניקים אך אשר יפס קדם ומאיסים לו ימי פי הכלל אלא כל דם שתירו אישו בין דם קשי בין דם תיה הכל תומי לסופר שבע יום ניקים אך אשר יפס קדם. In other words, to count the ניקים in after דם תיה ודין זה ומייגילים נסחריש והם גוזם. So he agrees with Raivet. שלא יהיה שם דמתי הכלל, שזה שיחמיר על עצמי מכך מהגמורה, אין אלא בריא דם שהוא תומת, שישב אצל עובדי נקים, אבל דם שתירת מיתיה, אך הסבירה הוא תפילה, אין לא חושלה, שאין מיתיה, הוא אין לא ימיד אלא לזיבה כמו שבא. In other words, not like Ramban Shite, that is also included in Takones Rabzeya. וישומנו שבסוף אז, ביום עם הדמתיה כדין הגמורה. עד היום, אך הסביר הוא תביא להם מתמסים, אז בזה היא בידו וזה טוב למיני. נראו את זה, in ארץ וורת, in his days, they will not be covered at the corners again. Now, good, so, that's in regard to them that she sees in the Mitea. Then, in Perek Yudalev, Aloha Tesvov, he says, V'chein zeh shetimtso, v'miktsas mikemes v'timtso, tshuveis v'miktsas agenim, sheyoledes zohol v'tisham v'shmitoso ha'atzif ha'boi, v'yoledes mikevo ach ha'shmein, v'yav al-pi shal yuwa aso damo v'sir ha'shivo. Ein zeh minek, elo toyesi, v'yoyson ha'tshuveis v'derech ha'pikoroses, v'yoyson ha'mkemes, ומן הצדוקים לומדו לו בזה, ומצווה לקייבון כדי להיצי מליבון ולהחזירו מדברי חכמים שתספר זין יום נקיים ועובד בשביעם. So sharp, so outspoken. against death rackets. He says it's a mitzvah to eradicate death rackets. Now, but the many Rishonim mention it, and the Rivosh, he says that we should not be mizalzel in it. We should not be mizalzel in it. And only if there is a minhag to be mekil, so then we are mekil. But if there is no minhag to be mekil, we should not be mizalzel in that practice. And the Ramah, he says, if there is no minhag, so we don't have to be cheshish. But if there is a minhag, and we hook it. Now the question is, I mean, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to be mekil. So I explained it last time. I think I mentioned it already in the summer when we learned the Gemara at Niskusi. So, because of the shita of the Rif, I mean, that shita on that minhag in many cases, that a yeldes should not be tibeles until after the meteya, a yeldes ocho, after the 40 days, and the yeldes tekevo after the 80 days, has a basis. It has a basis in the shita of Rif. And in regard to the Mishnah, the Machleket, Bishamay, and Bisilal, so the Bisil say that Yildes shall we talk lo Bishama Yevrim Jerei Koch Min Raglero U Bisil Leimrim Mitame Lach Yovish. So it's Mitame like Dam Nidim. So according to most Rishonim, it's only Aloche according to Bisilel that Biyeme, Gemara says Bisil hold Biyeme Utfilet Ole Rachman. So it's only in regard to the dam itself is mitam. But as far as the Isa Nido is concerned, so then there is no aloha of Biyeimu Sfira Tol Rahman, Biyeimu Tfila Tol Rahman. Mashayim came the Shite of the Rif in Shavuos is that according to the Silel, so that Biyeimu Tfila Tol Rahman, so when the Torah says that the Yimei Tumas Leide end at upon the expiration of 7 days or upon the expiration of 14 days, it means this is the earliest when the imiteya can begin. That's the earliest. It cannot begin before the expiration of 7 days or before the expiration of 14 days, but it's contingent upon the tefillah. In other words, in order that the imiteya should begin, so the woman has to be tevelis first, and if the woman is not tvileles, then the yimei tumas leide continue when till the end of her life. So it means it continues till the end of the yimei teya. In other words, yimei zocho. So the halacha is that seven days of tume under all circumstances. But then after 7 days, once she is tvileles, so that introduces the Yimiteya until the 40th day. And the last Nikevo, so 14 days he made Tumas Leide under all circumstances, and once she is Tibeles, the night of the 15th, so that introduces the Yimiteya until the end of the 80th day. And the 80th day. But if she doesn't go through it, so then the Yimiteya Tumas Leide continues. We continue. Until when? Until the end of the 40th day, or until the end of the 80th day. So the Mele, the reason is why. That's the Shita of the Rif. Now, if we pass, then there is a machlokes between Abaye and Rabbi as to whether you may, whether it's Eru Yisvira Zivoros or not. So the Rif happens to pass like hope that you may lay there shayna reya ben eilis misfira zivoso. So then there is no need for two tefillahs. Mashayim came if we combine the shita of the Rav Netan who passes like a bite that you may lay there shayna reya ben eilis misfira zivoso together with the shita of the Shavuos that according to Bisila, that Biyeinu Tfilat Al Rachmone. So it's not only Aloch El Gabi, the Tumas Dam as such, the Dam per se, but it, according to Bisila, that Biyeinu Tfilat Al Rachmone, it means that until the Tfilat takes place, the Yimei Tumas Leide continue. So, in other words, the Yemitumes lay their end upon the expiration of 7 days or upon the expiration of 14 days if she goes Tfileh. If she doesn't go Tfileh, it continues. So, Mimele, if we combine with that Chitas of Eve, the Chita of Hamletan, that Halach is like a bike, that Yemilei Deshinereya Ben Neil is for the Moso. So then, in order that a woman should be meteresly viral in the Yemitea, after the 7th day, or after the 14th day, in the Yoledes Mikeiro, so she must undergo 2 tefillahs. 1 tefillah she must undergo in order to put an end to the Yemitumas Leile. And even if she counted Ayinikin before the Tumas Leile, let's say, of 14 days, expired, so it's not Eilel, it's Virazigos, according to Abai. So then, on the night of the 15th, Eiledes Mikeivo has to go with Tfilah. That introduces the Yemiteya. So then she can start counting 7 clean days from the 15th till the 21st. Then she can go with Tfilah the night of the 22nd and be Mutaras Levayo. So she has to go Tfilah twice. So Memele, it should be Mutar. So in order to conform to the two shittas, the shita of the Rif, that Yomim Utfilah Tali Rachmoni, and the shita from the town that we pass like a baye, so in order that a yield that should be Mutaras Levayo, she has to undergo two tefillahs. And suppose she doesn't undergo two tefillahs, so then, if she undergoes only one tefillah, so she'll have to make the tefillah only after Yemiteya. Only after Yemiteya. And she will not be able to, to make the tefillah, let's say, on the night of the 41st. Because if she didn't make it tefillah in the Yemiteya, so that means that the Yemei Tumas Leide extended till the expiration of the 40th, or till the expiration of the 80th day. So now that if she goes, so then, she will have to. Now the question is this: suppose she doesn't go through it in the Yemiteya. So the Yemei Tumas Leide continue. The Yemitumas Leide continue till the end of the 40th, or till the end of the 80th. So even though she had clean days, but that's not Eile, because Yemitumas Leide, she Maria Ben, Enil Isfira Zivoso. So then she'll still have to count 7 clean days, even without going to Tfilah the night of the 81st, without going to Tfilah the night of the 41st. Because the 7 clean days that she counted within the Yemiteya are not Eileh, in view of the fact that she didn't have a Tfileh after the termination of the minimum Yemileide, so the Yemileide continued, the Yemitumas Leide continued until the expiration of the 40th, until the expiration of the 80th. But she doesn't have to go in Tfileh. Because once the 40 days expire, the 80 days expire, so then even without a tefillah, so the Yemitumas Leide cannot continue after the expiration of Yemiteya. But she'll still have to count in order to be chashish for the shita of Abaye, the shita of Hametam, to another 7 days, 7 clean days. So in other words, so the 81st day, she'll start counting the Zayinikin until the 87th day inclusive, and then the night of the 88th day she'll be able to go with Tfilah and be Meteres Levayo. So in such a case she'll be Meteres Levayo on the night of the 88th day without having realized two Tfilahs, just one Tfilah. But if she doesn't wait till the expiration of Yemiteya, so then she has to make two Tfilahs. So in Mele, that's why the practice developed that a woman should be separated from the husband throughout the Yemiteya. Why? Because the Ramban Shita is, because the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yudalis, tells the story of Maise Bitalmud Echot, Shekoro Vishono Vishimish, and he was Zoya. So Leo said, he asked his wife, Bimilibunach Mal. So she answered that he wasn't Zoya in the Siogin of Nibi, Bimilibunach. So Vishimim explained how come that this Talmud was not Zoya. So Vishimim say, because it was already after the Takonet that a nido has to count Zayinikin, but Midraisa, she doesn't have to count Zayinikin and nido. So Mele and Bisman Chazal, when they were still Zoyer and Tares, so Mele the practice was that a nido made two tefillas. One tefilla she made immediately after the termination of the 7 days of nidus. Because Midraise, she was Midraise with Bailo after the 7 days. But she made, but Mitzat Kakonis Chachomim of Nisis Oilech Mirol Atzmon. So then the Chachomim only sacking that she has to count Zayinikin. But Midraise, she didn't have to count Zayinikin. So in order to minimize the contamination of Tares to a minimum, so the practice was that the Nisis Oil were tablelessly Tares immediately after counting the 7 days of Nisis. But in the married woman, so of course that filet was done by everybody, was done by Bruyas too, in order to reduce the contamination of Tares, Misatumet Tar. But married woman, along with the Bruyas, made that filet after the 7 days of Nidus. But the married woman was still separated from their husbands because of the Takonis Chachamim, that in order to be interested by law, she has to count Zayinikin. So then, after she finished counting Zayinikin, she made another tefillah, and then she was mitaras al bailo. So this Talmid, that's how Avnetam, many Shemim explained that incident with that Talmid. It's not Chas v'Sholem that he was not heedful to the Siogim of Nidus, Chas v'Sholem, but the Ilio Esther b'mei libunoch mal. So he says that b'mei libunoch, he wasn't Zoya, he was not Bo'alero, but he wasn't Zoya in the Kerubim. So he wasn't Zoya in the Kerubim. So he Yoshin, he be big dog, he will be big day. That means after the first delay, so she was not in Nidam Midraise, but only in Nidam Midrabonon. So he was Mizam Lovio, but he was not Zoya in the Siogim, in the Drabonons. So he was Nemesh very severely. So the Ramban says, the Rivosh, I think it's in Tshuva Shin Chofei, I think so. It's in the Tshuva Shin Chofei. As a matter of fact, I was going through that Tshuva in the Rivosh when the fire alarm was sounded, and then I left it there on the windowsill, the Tshuva Shin Rivosh. And I haven't been in this letter since that time. But I think it's in Simen Shin Chofei. In Simen Shin Chofei. So the Rivosh mentions in the name of the Ramban, that at that time, when Maise Bitalmud Echot was Nenash very severely, so the Chachomim were misakei that neither a Pnuya nor a married woman who will not be allowed to be with her husband after the Tfile, it's let's say, for example, in that case, when the practice was that one Tfile is realized by the woman after counting the 7 days of Nidus in order to reduce the contamination of Tares to minimum. And then, so she'll still be asur to her husband. So is not allowed to go through. So then the Ramban is the kashe, but there is a machlekes in Gemara whether tefilo bizmano mitzvah or tefilo bizmano ain't a mitzvah. And that means according to Mandoma, tefilo bizmano mitzvah, so it's mitzvah deraisa to be tefilo bizmano. Now the Rach paskels like Mandoma machlekes v'sheni, whether we paskel like the Mandoma tefilo bizmano mitzvah or tefilo bizmano lav mitzvah. The Rach Paskins like the Mandoma Tfilo Bizmano Mitzvah. So the question arises, all the women today, so the Chachomim were Misaki. That she has to count Zayinikin, even though she knows that she didn't sit down in the Yemezimus. Because according to the Ramban, so usually, ordinarily, when a woman has a menstrual flow, it's not in the Yemezimus. It's not in the Yimei Zivus, it's in the Yimei Nidus. It's in the Yimei Zivus only if she is not well, I mean, if she has a certain condition. According to the Rambam, so even a normal woman could be a Sophic Zot, because it's a straight Cheshma. We discussed that, I mean, she's Rambam. But according to the Rambam, so we know Bivada, that ordinarily a Nido today is not a Zot. And still the Chachomim won't be Sakei, that she has to count Zayinikin, even though the 7 days of Nidus expire before the completion of the Zayinikin. So how can she refrain from going Tefillah according to Mangoma, according to Shtesrach, the Tefillah of Bismarck of the Raise, she was Mevatel and Mitzvah the Raise. She's Mevatel and Mitzvah the Raise. So the Ramban says, because of that Maiseh, the Talmid Echot, I mean, it's not in the Chumash Ramban, and it's not in the Chidusha Ramban, it's not mentioned in the Yochas Nibel Ramban, but the Rivosh says that there is a Kabbalah that the Ramban says that the Chachomim were, at that time, in Moreche, when that incident, when that Talmid happened, so the Chachomim were Misake, number one, that a woman is not allowed to go with Tefillah, if after the Tefillah she'll still be Asura, Memele, a Pnuyo is not allowed to go with Tefillah altogether, and the married woman is not allowed to go with Tefillah, if after the Tefillah she'll still be Asura with Bailo, and they were aging. there the mitzvah of filling his mano. Otherwise, every time a woman waits till she completes the count of 19, she's the mother Latoris mitzvah. That's why the Rivosh mentions the name of the Ramban. And it's a mitzvah gomo with Rabbonon, with Kodesh Chazal, not Kodesh Achrei, not Kodesh Achrei. So that's the reason as to why David Israel introduced the practice that the illness should not go through it until after the expiration of the Mitzvah. Why? Because in the occasion someone had to wish to serve him. But the end would be the Rahman implies that the Mitzvah did not begin until there is a Tfilah. So it is the Tfilah that puts an end to the Hemshah of the Tumas Leibah. In other words, so 7 days, 14 days is only a minimum. But it doesn't, the Yemeraida do not end automatically the Tumas Leibah. After 7 days, after 14 days, then we can end by making it here. But if she doesn't make it here, so then the Tumas Leibah can do. So suppose a woman yields, Zoho makes the filler not on the 9th of the 8th, but on the 9th, on the 9th of the 10th day, as of the later, so then the Yerushimas later can do it for the 10th. If she makes the filler on the 12th day, so then the Tumas later can do it for the 12th day. So tell me, so if we want Cheshesh for the Shita from the town, the Dalloch is like a Bayer. If we want Cheshesh for the Shita from the town, the Dalloch is like a Bayer, so then she wouldn't have to make two filler. Because what difference does it make whether the Mitumas later ended or didn't end? So it didn't end. But the Mitumas later, according to Rabbi, the Mitumas later, she narrated an English Minazir also. So then a woman could make one feeling in the revival. On the night, let's say, of the 15th, she could make a feeling in the revival. But if we combine the Shita from the town with the Shita of the reading, so then it is necessary for a woman to make two tefillos, unless she is separated from the husband. While the Yitayah, so the two men cannot continue after the termination of the Yitayah. But if she is not separated, then in order to be separated from Bailo within the Yitayah, she must have recourse to two tefillos. So Abnetam, now, and since there is a Takones Chachomim, that neither is Yuyet, nor a married woman who will not be muteres revival after the tefillah is allowed to realize the tefillah. In other words, in order to serve as a deterrent against Bala Avera, so the Chachamim on the Sakir at that time of the incident with the Talmid Echot that a woman is not allowed to go tefillah if the circumstances are such that even after the tefillah she'll be asur. Let's say she's a Kriya, so she's Asur. But and even if she's a married woman, but let's say the Kriya after the Zion in Yus, but before the Zion or Zion in Kiri. So the male she's not allowed to go through it. So there is no way of making, of a woman making good Kriya. So the male, the only thing that is left for them to do is to be separated until the termination of the Mitzvah. But why does the Rambam say that it's a Dina Tzuki and it's a Mitzvah Akeya? Because it was that from the beginning. Because the Rambam is reference to the Mitzvah who won Cheshish for Shabbat Tavetam and who passed him to get a Svadai like Rode that he may learn the Shemir and the Neil is Svira Devasa. So in Mele, there was no basis for this practice. So the reason was because they were influenced by the Tzuki. So the Rambam says, Mitzvah Akia. Masha'im came in the trainers who were Cheshish for the Shita from the town, that the Aloch is at the Bayit. So the Rambam says, on the contrary, one is not allowed to be Mitzvah in that practice. So there is no Sphira between the Rambam. So then, Pashtis Aloshin of the Rambam is that he passed off like a Bayit. Because he says, So he mentions Machas Yosef for Zayin Yikinin after Zayin Yizachar, after Yidalot Yitzchak. Thus implying that before the Zayin Yizachar expire and before the Yidalot Yitzchak expire, so she cannot realize the time of Zayin Yikinin. So that's why he says, Ve'ilah, the whole Mokeh. So that's why the Ramah says, Mediation of Kinesh, 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 Mediation It is spread that the Arab in Kippur, so there are some who don't know the halachas very well, who passed me that all women should go to Arab in Kippur. Arab in Kippur. And influence. Now, what is the basis? There is a basis. The Mogadron says, in Yochel, the Batikurim, so the Mogadron says that according to the Rambo, so it's a tumor. We have to be clear. So in other words, so then if it's a tumor, so a man, so a grown-up man who is already really caring, so he should go there. But a young boy who is not really caring no more, so don't have to go there. But the Ari says that the time is not any. A married woman, so should go there because of the possibility of the Peretz Shevadera. So, Peretz Shevadera has the same tumor as without care. Masha'in came, a girl, a young girl, I mean, does not have to go to Erevichita. However, the Ari says that the time is because of, not because of Tumas Keri, but the time is because of children. So, you have to go to even though it's not only because of children. That's what Ari says. So, the Mogabom says, so remember, according to the Avistam, so there is a meaning in telling little girls, families, to go with you. So, in other words, so he says that Pnuris, little girls, that the Mogadron taught here as reference to families, little girls, they should go with you. Even though there is no possibility of killing a woman, even if she is a grown up girl, I mean, as long as she is not married. So there is no possibility of preventing Shechazera, but what that one says, there is an Indian to advise little girls to go to it. But there is one thing, you see, not in what that one did not know of this Takonis that the Bosch mentioned, that, and according to the Ramban, it's Takonis Chazal. And let's say it's not a Takonis Chazal, but it's Takonis Kavlein, that goes without saying. The Ramban says that it's a Takonis Chazal, that the Kriya should never go to it. But that Takonis Chazal was enacted in respect to Ipnuye and also in respect to a married woman who will not be allowed to be with the husband after the cure. So what is the purpose of this Takonis Chazal? As a deterrent against Averes, against Balaveres. So in other words, so it only applies to Ipnuye who is already in it. So anyway, she's not allowed to go to it, because then Baal Kaide and Alba Yoni might be induced, because the Issa Mide, which is an Issa Kores, they are afraid of the Issa Pnuyo, which is not an Issa Kores, they're not afraid the Baal Kaide and Alba Yoni. So Mimele is not allowed. Masha'in came, it's a little girl who was a Dami Yomel, so the whole Takori doesn't apply. So the Manavron mentions a Davke in respect to little girls. Let's say a 10-year-old girl or a 9-year-old girl, an 8-year-old girl, so that Takonis doesn't apply to her. It only applies to a Pnuye, who is already Goas and Nidus. So in the name of there was a Takonis in return against Balitaive and Alvayoni, that she is not allowed to go to her. Masha'in came in regard to a little girl who is Goas and Nidus, so that restraint from going to Tfilah cannot serve as a deterrent, because she's not a leader anyway. And if somebody is in a barrier who is ready to be in Ravela, so, I mean, whether she goes through or she doesn't go through, it doesn't make any difference. Mashenike, a grown-up, an adolescent woman, a Tnuye, is not allowed, who is already a rare needles, so he's not allowed to go through it. And whether the Ramban is the only one who says it's Takonis Chazal, but everybody admits, I mean, this is the fact, that there is a Takonis Chazal. According to the Ramban, it's a Takonis Chazal, but let's say it's not. Takonis Chazal, but it is a Takonis Chazal. As a matter of fact, the Akide is Beirush and Chumash, and Tarshe Valero mentions the whole discussion that certain people say that it's unfortunate in view of the fact that the Arab Ayoni, the Arab or the Talbo, who are in the Rabele, so maybe Bezdi should allow Knudas to go through in order to reduce the image of the Bala Avero. They'll do it anyway. So, and like this, it will involve the Nisa Kores of Nidus, and like this, it will reduce the Nisa. So, the Balakeda says that it will be an outrage if Bezdi will allow the mid voice to be open for Pnuyas to go through it. And he says, even though it might reduce Gaviris, so he mentions there in connection with the episode of Yamshe's day, so when the Malachim came to Leitz home, so then the only inhabitants of day, they gravitated to the doors, and they wanted and they demanded of Lloyd that Lloyd should bring out the Yanoshim. I mean, they didn't know that they were Malachim, so they thought they were human beings, and they wanted, you know, to rape these Yanoshim in homosexual relationships. So Lori took out, I mean, offered to bring out his daughter instead. I mean, that was not to be either. So then the Akida is the Kashe. Now, here the Torah mentions that as a diet of the moral turpitude and the sinfulness of Anshin Day. I mean, they were so corrupt that they wanted to have a homosexual relationship with the three Malachim who they thought were human beings. So, because of that, Zdom was destroyed. So, yet the Kashe, that the Masakonim is with the law, that the Masakonim is with the law. A similar incident happened in the days of the Sheikh King in connection with the collective of evil. So, there too, they surrounded the house and they wanted that certain men should be brought out for a homosexual relationship. So, and still, there was a time after against the Jewish people, but not to such an extent that they must come into the law. Does it mean just because that was done by Jews, or because of that the Jewish people forgave them, and it was done by non-Jews, that the Jewish people didn't want to forgive them? We cannot say that they must come into the law. So this is that, he says, anything over there in the days of the Shakespeare. So who did it? Who surrounded the house? And they demanded that the men be given out for homosexual relationships. Countless. Avayonim Rishonim changed the medicine. Mashayim here in Zdei, it wasn't just the scandal. The nobility, the aristocracy of Zdei, they also demanded it. So any demon, when the terrible Avera is done, is perpetrated by the scandal, who is recognized by the community of the scandal, and when the same outrage is perpetrated by the aristocrats, by the nobility, as in Zdei. So that's why there was such a high up against the Anshei Zdei that they couldn't, that the Ribbono Shel Olam, in his infinite wisdom and mercy, decided not to forgive them, that they must be destroyed. But then, in the days of the same thing, who did it? They were still there. Of course, a penalty, a severe penalty, would be without the Jewish people. But it was done. This outrage was perpetrated by scoundrels, not by the leaders. So he said, when Avayoni, Aveirin, Ravere, and Gaiver, not only the Israel of Porabo, but also the Satanists of Nidor, so scoundrels. Mashenkin, Gensu will allow the mikveh to be open for the Baryonim, then it will mean that the Rosh Yakov, the Bezni, is responsible. This is a sin that cannot be forgiven. So the Akedah mentions the Takone of Tadmei, but Akedah, I don't think that Akedah mentions that the Takone of the Ramban was enacted by Chazal, but the Rivosh mentions in the name of the Ramban that it was enacted by Chazal. So in other words, when you see and hear everybody is offensive and they do such things, they tell young girls to go through a Arabi Kippah because of the Tikkes of the Chumre, because of the Arishite, this is grounded in terrible affairs. Al-Bedin, it's also for a Kruye to go through it. And you see that it goes so far that many Chachmi Yisrael introduced the practice that the Yehudes should be separated from the husband throughout the Yehudeya for 40 days. It's not 40 days, it's for 47 days or 87 days, in order to prevent two tefillahs. And why prevent two tefillahs? Because after the first tefillah she will still be asur on the Bible. So Mimele, they introduced the practice that they should be separated from the husband throughout the year. Right. Hamatele b'sichmen, eino chisheshes v'ibad, avu chisheshes v'shum nidon, afilo lo yuaz. So, at teich mem yei, at mem yei, so it's gemaya baum. So it doesn't even have the gene of a blood, of a fetus. Gemaya baum. Avu chisheshes v'shum nidon, afilo lo yuaz. But usually, when a woman has a miscarriage, even it's very early, so in the pregnancy, so it comes together with bleeding. So the male, she's a nino. She's not male to Maslende, but a nino she yefsha with psychasakera vleda. And that's a machlokes between Tanikana, the Rabbon, and Tabiude. So most Christian in Paschal like Tabiude, the Raya, the Ramban, the Rajbo, the Ramban Paschal is like Rabbon, but the Shchono Paschal is like Tabiude. If you have to look at the table, the Nakimino, the Yad Raha Shesok for the Nikin, Mutelis, and the Cheshire for the Amatelis, the Nimayim, or Hayaway, for the Nimdom, the Hagosim, the Kosim, or Mosim, the Hotsur is what? Only Spear, that's the membranous set in which the fetus is developed. Only Shari, that's the afterbirth. Only Hikha Shikoru of the Ibrahim, Akshop, so it's all kinds of a lot. When she is made a lady, when she's not made a lady, but Akshop is a Nikin. The Tzureis, Chesheshes Livat, the Kolu Zayin Kim, the Sinach Yigal Yei, in Tov Lo Kedem Mel Teslov, Lo Yi Om Solot Yil. Yom Dov Vlad Chai, Vakim Yipi Lo Shali, Ein Chesheshes Livat, Achei, because usually the afterbirth is delivered after the birth of the baby, not before the birth of the baby. So the male, we do not have the chesed. Maybe there was another baby, and the other baby was crushed inside the afterbirth. We do not have the chesed because that's an unusual thing. So yom tov b'chayla kini pilo shaliach shelo b'dachel tereiso b'vayom b'chol akov himoyei only up to 23 days, because if there is a possibility that the afterbirth should come out on the 23rd day as of the birth of the baby. But more than that is impossible. Because it's not usual that after a miscarried baby that the shali should come out. So since a shali did come out after the miscarried, after the miscarriage, so then after the chesed, maybe besides the miscarriage of one baby, maybe that she miscarried another baby, and the other baby was crushed inside the afterbirth. So even though she knows that this miscarried baby, the first baby that was miscarried, is a zohar, but maybe the crushed baby, if the other baby that is crushed in the afterbirth, in the Syria, maybe that was in the cave. So the male, she has to count 40 days. The Mikimah Slayer from cave. Etim vashal shinti lakam, shetho shalim kum yitum shonkim. Yotza shal yitkhilo, etim vishim bivad shetim lakam, api hudei kalme, vichesh yitum shal yo, ritul yon yitum shonkim vo. In other words, suppose first she delivers a shal yo, that's the birth. And then she delivers a baby, even though it's a viable baby. But since the afterbirth, that's why it's called in English afterbirth. Why? Because it always comes out. It always comes out after the birth. So since here we have an afterbirth, a shilia that came out before the birth or the vile baby, so that must lead us to the conclusion that besides the viable baby that was born after the delivery of the shilia, there was another baby, and that other baby was not born, was crushed inside the shilia. So the male, so, and we don't know what kind of a baby it was, whether it was a male or a female. So the male, she has to count 14 days. You also need to shall be malish. We need no resource. I've been vain because yet it's been malish. I will remain a new shame. I'm a tail. It was day of Halloween. We should be a sure the ball. In the Hishay, she's with Lada Achelia. Because, so in the Hishay, she's with Lada Achelia. We may not sure the ball. Chuyshesh with Lada Achelia. יאַך אויף שאַ באַדער מיט זוכע חיש שני פון די צום שון קיי די שלאשיל האב יוד די שטונד מאן דייגן איז נישט מיט די צום שון קיי א מי נאָל די דאָך איז וואָן מענטשן די צום יא די שאַ שי פיל ווען די דאס א פיל ווען די דאס דעם די דאס מא א פיל הויט סו די האט דאס מיט דערס הריזט מיט מיילייד די חישש שמען קיי ווען סו דאס איז פרייס די פרייס איז ניט that if she had the feeling that she had a miscarriage, but she wasn't aware that she was pregnant. So now she's not aware, because sometimes it's possible a woman is pregnant, she's not aware of it. And she will only become aware of it beyond the 40-day period. So it's possible that she has been pregnant for 40 days, and she wasn't aware of it. If she has the feeling that she had a miscarriage, so she has to count Yudalit Yomim to Masri. Nechtechat Badin Yaudiyot, so Yereida, Bishrafas, Yerivolit, Yerreida, Bacher Ashek, Bacher Ayera, Bin Shiyot, Shulah Asei, Yerimit, Mi Yerida, Chi Yitze Rubei, Yiyot, Zorei, Shikuri, Keachot, Arimit, Yitze Rubei, Vumizchatech, Yiyot, Zorei, Kitarakei, Mi Shetim, Zorei, Nechte, Arimit, Yom, Dabo, Mi Shenechtechakei, Yeroi, Sei, Dabo, Shiyot, Zorei, Chutz, Mamei, Ala, Pimu, Mi Shiyot, Zorei, Chutz, Rukhei, So the lady is captured even before the head of the baby emerges outside, even while it's still in the vaginal canal, the head of the baby, as long as it emerged from the place there, from the womb, so the lady is already captured. Even though the head of the ugar emerged and then it pulled it back, and then the lady, the actual lady, took place, let's say, several days later, that's possible. So the halacha is that she's made a lady the moment the yad of the uber was pulled out. That's the rabbon. But the moment the rabbon, with the rice, it's not lady. With the rice, the lady is constituted only if the head emerges, or if it comes out the other way, you know, with the feet first, only the riva goof of the baby emerges. But midrabonon, because of the posse. No, it's all right, it's not necessary.
This place?
Oh yeah, here I am, I'm sorry. So the more you need, they learn it out from the posse. But the more says it's an asmach. That the emergence of the yaz is considered right. Why? So it's nismach and the posit in Vayeshev. In Vayeshev. So Vayid is written to him, saying in the Bitno. Vayid is written to Vayid in Yod, Vatikach. Ham Yaledes, Vatik Sheral Yod, Yishon Yilein, Yazir Yotso Vishen. So when was that done? When the hand emerged of the baby, when one hand of the baby emerged, and still it's called the rhythm. So the Gemara says it's an asmachta. It's used as the Losh Minto because there was a lady on the hand, but that doesn't constitute a lady and the baby, only on the hand. But as an Asmachte, it is a good Asmachte, so with the Rabbonon, she's male lady. But of course, with the right seat, it's not considered lady until the Reish emerges or the Reim Abuf emerges. Who is from the Kasha Lele? We shall look here and shall last. Hosh of Kiyolu. She left just like Teresa, who was praising. Suppose the baby did not emerge outside. But everybody who is in the room, where the woman is in labor, can hear the crying of the baby. So maybe it's a raya that is already who to pray. Hadil the stain in the show of blood, a hara lele. Kidin reacho kinev shkiyas a hamo lacha ashkiyas a hamo. Mishiyotso rishit meyolele. Umeni vimitumen mishiyotso achem. Vimo rishin nika shu zohala, shen nika shu nikeve, o shen nika שיין ליזע אין מוזאַך אין קייב מיין מיר ביש יאָצ אַ שיין ליזע צו מיין קייב ליצ זיי פֿן אין מוז יאָצ דאָ נאָר דער מייט פֿנס קיין וואָן מיר לייט יאָ מיר דאָ מיר די סאָ דע מחבה אין די זייט די אַ מענטש איז פאַר טיין דאָט דאָט די צונע איז דאָ קייב וואס דאָט פאַר די צונע מינס פון די מחבה איז מאַסיק ליצ זיי פֿן אין מוז יאָצ דאָ נאָר דער מייט פֿנס אין די זייט וואָן מיר לייט יאָ that it's only if we know if it is established beyond the shadow of the doubt that the woman didn't bleed in the natural way. But if there was a discharge of doubt, the natural way, and usually there is bleeding, even though a cesarean is performed, but that arouses a bleeding, the natural way. So maybe she's an ego. She's not near to Maslade, but if there is a bleeding, the natural way, so then she is Nido. But if there is no bleeding, and the bleeding is only for the opening, through which the baby was pulled out, but the natural way she doesn't bleed, there is no tissue. Now, then she's not a Nido, she is not a Nido. But ordinarily, I mean 90% of the cases, if a Sicilian baby is born, so then there is bleeding in the natural way, so then she is a Nido. Chaye vodom mitrechi ishte vimeitu moso ache tiske vitit veil viloi mitash mishleva elo vishum domo lo yiskari dvao a filo bidvori ima gilin leal go lo yidabe ben mimo a vod mutali yisyache dimo. Now there is a mitzvah in it, so if someone is bolan in it, so there is a mitzakos, and that is a mitzvah of the mitzakos, so applies to one's wife or to include it applies to everyone. If she's an ego, so there is the Lisa quality. Then there is an Issa of Tirul Bos. So according to the Rambam, it's a love that I say, and there is Malach. So that also applies to an ego. Whether she is married, so in respect to the husband, if let's say the husband is in Habit, Menashe, Ishte, why she is Nido, according to the Rambam, is Chayim Malkus. According, or whether she is a Knuyo, so is Chayim Malkus. So, the Rambam said, So comes within the love of the Zikrul Galitel. Now the Ramban is Chelik on the Ramban. And the Ramban says that the love of the Zikrul Galitel was referenced to be a man, not to kill a bosom, not to kill a bosom. But then, so one Moshe in the Ramban is that kill a bosom is only also the Ramban. And the Moshe is not smart. But then there is another Moshe in the Ramban. The Ramban says that perhaps it's a Moshe Gmure. It's a little bit of a reise, but Malchus there is. In other words, why is it a Malchus? So we mentioned there are many drosh, there are many love where the pshitish of mitcho of the love has reference once. But Tzad Yiddish Adir addresses them, so another Yisra is implicit. So then, in respect to the other Yisra, that is not implicit in the pshitish of mitcho, but only in the Yiddish Adir addresses them, so it has a meaning of lack of the whole. For example, let's say, Baltishat. So, the Gemara Maka says that if somebody eats the diamonds or this, with filthy hands, or on a filthy table, or on a filthy plate, he is zero Baltishat. Or if somebody is mashing the cover, he is zero Baltishat, so he is zero Baltishat, so he shall not buy it. But if he eats the diamonds or his omens, with filthy hands, so then he is zero Baltishat. So the Kumba says, so the Rambam says, the Rambam says, Malchus is not chayav. Why? Because the Pshutish of Mitzvah has reference to Achim Ashkotzim Omos. But, to Midish Adir of Ibrashis then, so any other shikus, any other disgusting act is included. So what is a disgusting act? Mashiach Kovos is a disgusting act. It's very unesthetical act. And Ichol Yodayim Zohomets is a repugnant act. So it's included, but the Pshulish of Mikro has reference to Achim Ashkotim Omosi. So Malchus is higher only than the Echol Ashkotim Omosi, but the Echol Yedayim is only it's not. So one Moshin in Ramban is Mechabit in Nashi is only also in Rabbanon, it's Asmach. There is another Moshin in Ramban that it's not a Yisrael Rabbanon, it's a Yisrael Rais. But Malchus there is, the Pshulis Ramban is that the Pshulish of Mikro has reference to Kirubot. So, that love has reference not only to Yishishish, but to every album in our life. But, of course, what the Gemara says, that a father is allowed to keep his daughter, even a grown-up daughter. A mother, a grown-up son is allowed to kiss his mother. Why? Because the Rambam says, now the question is, why is the mother allowed to kiss? Why is the son allowed to kiss his mother? Why is the father allowed to kiss his grown-up daughter? The answer is, so the Yisrael of killing Bosom in the Raise is only when it's derech taivo. But if it's not, if it's done in an erratic way, with an erratic motive, but if it's not done in an erratic way, so not the taibo, then it's not even considered kerubosom. It's not even considered kerubosom. So, but midrabonon, the Rambam says that one is not allowed to kiss even his grown-up sister. The Rambam says, "Hamchabit achas naray shemidi shalodom yikri me'alim u'yishenoshak la'achas me'im v'inachisi adilo v'achisim v'inchayitzi me'im אף על פי שאין שם טייטל ואנוי כלל, הרי זה ניגון את יסי המדבר עושה הוא, ומה יסי טיפשימו, שאין צריבים ואין בו כלל בידי לו ואיתנו, חוץ מהם לבנו ויואב לבין. So that's all me עושה מרבונות. So מישהו, not דרך טייטל, even by a rayas, so he's only עושה מרבונות. But by email and by detail, so the Chachomim didn't have. But, so even according to Rambam that Kirub Bosom is also Midraise and there is Malkes, so it's only with their title. If it's not their title, it's not considered even Kirub Bosom. Then the Rambam says, now look at this. Hoei se dobo mechukes eyu, haru yuchoshi dola rai, vi oso yodom mitchit vi yodom u diragbo, u yir meizdeino v'achas na'arai, u yisri kimo, u yuhoki reish. Now, so here the Rambam says Osha. Now, so there is no Chiyuv Malchus. Chiyuv Malchus there is only by Chiyuv Benishuk, but not, let's say, Kirin Yodor Biragov Yomizdeinov. So it's only Osha. So some say that this means it's only Osha the Rambam. However, from the Rosh Rambam in the Sifra Mitzvah in the brief Sifra Mitzvah before the Sifra Mitzvah, so the Rambam has in a brief way the whole Sifra Mitzvah. Leiza says Shin and Gimel. In the big Sefer HaMitzvahs he doesn't say it, but he says it in the short Sefer HaMitzvahs before the Erech Hadoch. Shin and Gimel. Shalom Mitzarei Ba'arayes Bivorim Amivim Nidilu Ealvom in Chivuk, in Nishuk, U Mize U Kvite Shenemar O Kol Sheer Sorei Vizikri Vom Igali Zerbo Vipi Ashmu Olomdu Shezu Azorel Likiru Vamibio Vigilera. So here he mentions in the Lahav, he mentions not only Chibuch and Nishuk when there is physical conflict, but even Remise Ukritze. Remise Ukritze means if his ring is made of unique with his eye to a woman, but in an erratic way. So that is Mashma from Rosh and Rambam. It's Mashma from Rosh and Rambam in the small Sefer Mitzvahs that it comes within the love of the Zikr of the Galizam. So if it comes within the love, so it's not a Mitzvah Rabbon, it's a Mitzvah Haizim. But Malkes there isn't. The Rambam says Malkes only Chibuk and Nishuk. So again, in the same way as the Rambam says in one Rosh, even Chibuk, even in respect to Chibuk and Nishuk. So one Rosh is it's only Osam Rabbon, it's not Osam Rabbon. The other Rosh is it is Osam Rabbon, but Malkes there is. Why is it Malkes? Because the Chibuk of Nishuk does not have reference to kill Gosso, has reference to be a manish. The sequel of Dallas Elbow, the Fiddle Mikos. But we deduce from that person other Kirubim, even Kirub Gosso. So since it's not implicit in the Fiddle of Mikos, so it's a Rafsha of the Wallace, there is no Malkus. Now, the Shinas Rambam means that the Fiddle of Mikos has reference to Kirub Gosso, but only Kirub Gosso manish that involves physical contact, like Fiddle Benishuk. But it's implicit in Tzad Roshe. So any kind of a relationship, any kind of erratic relationship, even if it doesn't involve physical contact, so as long as it conduces to Znus, so such an approach is conducive to Znus Mamash. So Rosh Naramba means Shalom Yikarim Da'arayas Bidvorim Amivim Leidgil Le'avot כחיבוק למישהו קוראו מיזה או קפיצה שנאמר על כל שיופסורי לסיקרו ולגל לסערו מפי השמוע לומדו שזו עזורו לקירו המביאו לבגיל אל. So in other words, so any kind of relationship, erratic relationship, any kind of erratic relationship that is conducive to Gil Elbo comes within the Issa, but the Ika Issa, the Ika Bar has reference to Kirub Basamamish, a relationship that involves physical contact, if it's done erratically. So the Meila has, in respect to Chibuk Nishuk, the Rambam says that there is Malkes. In respect to Mikri Biyodov, L'Raglov, L'Riyom Ezdeinov, L'Achas Na'arayis, if it's done erratically, with an erratic motive, so that's also something that I say. But it's not implicit, it's not included in the finish of Mikro. So Meila, Malkes there is, but there is a misunderstanding that we see from the Russian army. Now, so far, we saw there are two kinds of issue. There is a Nisa Kores, be a mamish, and that applies to every widow, whether she is married, his wife, or not his wife, or she, whether she is married or she is not married to anyone, she is in New York. So if somebody is born a widow, is high kores, and the same nisa of kirub gosso derech taivo also applies to everyone. Let's say according to the Rambam there is malkes, so it's not only if somebody is mechavet nashim, his wife who is a widow. If nuyo is a widow, is also high malkes. And according to the Rambam there is also the Rabbanon. So again, the same nisa of the Rabbanon applies to every widow, whether she is married or she is a widow. But then the Chachamim made special siyogi in regard to each nido. Not only that kirub gosso is osa. I mean, all kinds, every kind of contact is osa about each nido. He's not even allowed to give a change. I mean, to be made shidogo, and he's not allowed to sit on her bed. So the Chumash Rashbo. The Rashbo was asked, since it's also even to be mentioned a lot in Nido. So how is it that, let's say, we go to a store and we buy something and then we have to give money to a woman? Many times it's even a shishish, and she might be be in a shishim, she might be in a needle, and we give her the change. So how are we allowed to do it? So the Rashba says that this yogi, now the Rashba has reference to the express yogim of needle that are not done in a neurotic way. So this yogi apply only to Baal Gishlin Yidol, Nikhneshal, in the Gazbo. So the melee is conducive to Adu Dovo. But if she's not his wife, if she's a Mishishish, so it's not also to accept change from a Mishishish, because it's not with the Gazbo. So even if she's a Mishishish, that's Mohamu, so it's not also. So melee, it's not also, even the Mishishish happens to be a Yidol too, because the express yogin, the Heikin, that the Chachomim enacted, the Chachomim applied only to Baal Gishlin Yidol, but not to Iknuyo or to another woman in Nido. So even though she's a Mishishish, but these yogim do not apply. Only to Baal Bishnim. So Chayev Odom Bichas Mishnei Bimei Demoso Hachat Hister Vizit Veyobli Veloi Yitash Mishol Yadro Vishol Dobo Vizkar Golem Afilu Vidvori Vimadil Meyalbo Vizidabia Boen Nimo Avo Mutali Yisyache Nimo. So what do you say? Afilu Vidvori Vimadil Meyalbo Vizidabia Boen Nimo. Because the Rambam mentions Schreifi Kalisreish. What does Schreifi Kalisreish mean? Kalisreish means, in English, means flirt. It doesn't mean that you're not allowed to talk to the woman. But to flirt with the woman, not in a dignified way, that's a real issue. And so, why is it Osea? Because Kalisreish, in the sense of flirting, is also conducive. To have a avail. So the mayor the tour emphasizes Abo is a few bit boring in arguing the Abo will never go ahead anymore. In other words, it doesn't mean he's not allowed to talk to his wife when she's in the office. He can talk as much as he wants, but he shouldn't flirt with her, because flirting is conducive to have a avail. Abo Mutal is Yahid anymore. Even if it's not the Rechtaibo, if it's the Rechtaibo, it's a minuscule bottom. But if it's not the Rechtaibo, so the melee, let's say, to take the hand of a woman to feel her pulse. So if it's not the husband, so there is no shayla, because it's not the Rechtaibo. But if it is the husband, so if it's possible that somebody else, another doctor, will take a pulse, so the husband is not allowed to take a pulse. Unless it's impossible and she is sick, so then the Rambam is mad. So believe by Boafil Bez Baktano, it means even if it's not the Rechtaibo. But, so still, with Rabbanu Nitzosea, by Baal Dishdin, the relationship in Yodin Yodo Shumdo. So these yogim apply only to Baal Dishdin, but not another man. If she is not his wife, or to Iknuyo, it doesn't apply. Will Yeshit Miyodo Yodo Shim Dovo? Will Yikavlenu Yodo? Will Yechol Imo Al Ashulcho? That's a Gemara in Shabbos. Will Yitzolch Lema Bikor Achas? Will Davke now, there is a Machlekes? Will Yechol Imo Al Ashulcho? So the Rambam, will Chesisur Ebiya mentions only in the same plate. And the Raibet says, no, not Davke in the same plate. So according to the Rambam, it's only also about each individual to eat from the same plate. But the same table, even if the shulchan katan, a small table, that only husband and wife eat together, but not any other two people eat. So it's mutar of the Rambam. The Raibet is chayav. And when the Raibet says that when the Mishnah in Shabbos says, "Yechol imo, hazov im hazov ve'al ha-shulchan," so it means not dafke from the same plate. Even if it's not from the same place, if it's from the same shulchan, so the Torah emphasizes. He points out, he daf ke biyom no rishen, shohi uem shulchan istanis, kolechot ribal al shulchane. Avon uidne sher igilim rabim vechil al shulchan echot, muter, uvilvad she yasu shim heker. So the Torah says, even according to the right, that it means it's also, Baal Vishen Ido, even if it's not the Korachas. So it's only the mayor, where the practice was that every person ate on a small table by himself. There was no such practice that number of people would eat on Shulchan Echad, the big table. So every person ate on a alone by himself. But husband and wife, because of the relationship, so they used to live together on the same shulchan aruch. So the male, even if he does all leave, so that was conducive to kill, since every other person ate by himself on the shulchan aruch, and just husband and wife together, so it was conducive to kill. So mainly it was awesome. Mashenkin today, where number of people eat on the same shulchan, so then for the husband and wife to eat together on the same shulchan is not conducive to kill. So some Rishonim say, as the Bais Yosef points out, that it's mutter to eat without heker. However, the roshit is that if it's a shulchan gozel, so then it's mutter for the husband and wife, but the heker is still required. But Mezri Shem say that al shulchan gozel.